Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
Before we wrap up, Josh, I do want to talk about the Shaq Barrett developments. He announced he was retiring just before the start of training camp. It was announced 3 days ago that he was prepared, that he was ready to unretire, and that's just days before the deadline where he could be activated from the reserve retired list. Josh, this was a pretty weird story considering that Shaq Barrett, he was on the Kay Adams show early in the season talking about if he was to come back, it would be to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then you have him coming out and saying he's ready to play. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says that he'd be open to playing for the Dolphins, not like they have his contract rights or anything like that. Dolphins defensive coordinator, I think this is something we spoke about late last week. He was asked about it the day it happened, and this is when the sirens started to go off in my head. It was so weird that he declined to comment when he heard that news because it was also news to him. So Josh, Shaq Barrett was trying to come back and he just kind of surprised the Dolphins with this move. What were your initial thoughts just there before we dive into the rest?
Yeah, I mean, what the heck's, my first thought is what the heck's going on? And Drew Rosenhaus, of all people, that's like a stab in the back a little bit, right? Isn't he our like go-to agent for all the local guys? So yeah, we were kind of thrown off at the time by the whole report and it sounded like Anthony Weaver was as well, right? If he had Twitter, maybe he would have found out, but he had no idea. And that definitely sounded the alarms right then and there.
And we've been saying it for weeks. I mean, Chop Robinson, he's really coming on as a rookie. I think he's playing well. I think you're liking the progress. But the Dolphins have been desperate for edge rushing help. Like, this is something where if Barrett was focused on coming back, like, he could have been talking for the Dolphins with weeks, let alone months, saying, hey, I know the Dolphins, you guys are in this situation. Can we figure out some sort of plan where I can get back in the building? Bradley Chubb, he's still hurt. Cameron Good, he's still hurt. You have the Jalen Phillips injury. The second we hear that Anthony Weaver knew nothing about this and Mike McDaniel knew nothing about this, I just got a little frustrated because you're like, man, like, why are the Dolphins always in these stupid scenarios where one thing is, you know, someone's trying to pull a fast one or something's trying to just not happen the way it should have. Like, Shaq Barrett was supposed to be the guy to come in and replace Andrew Van Ginkle. He was supposed to bring another one of those Super Bowl caliber, you know, veteran leaders in the locker room. And just to have something like this happen where he's on the Kay Adams show saying, you know, if I was to unretire, I'd have to go play for the Bucks. People were throwing around that he would want to go to play for the Eagles, man. Like, it's just, why is it always the Dolphins in the middle of the stupidest scenarios possible?
That's so Dolphins. I mean, I don't have an answer for that, Jake, but it absolutely is always, you know, in that situation. Wasn't there a deadline then as well? Wasn't it like Thursday at 4 p.m. or something where they had to make a decision on it? So, I mean, there was definitely some, they were definitely cahoots going on behind, or things going on behind the scenes. I think I saw an image or something. I don't know if it was legit, but I don't know if it was Shaq Barrett's wife or something to do with the Eagles, like you mentioned. And then he said earlier in the year how he'd only want to unretire if he went back to the Bucks. So he, I don't think he had any interest in playing for the Dolphins. I think he was hoping that this would kind of force their hand, but good for the Dolphins to say, you know what, I like what we have on the roster. I like these guys that have deserved an opportunity. I just wish, you know, he would have done this sooner because we could have absolutely used Shaq Barrett at the beginning of the season, midway point of the season, even sooner than, you know, right before the deadline. So, weird situation. And he even has a void year next year, right, on his contract or something. So I don't know, if he comes back next year, don't they have like his rights still? Like, it's just weird situation. Weird situation. And you shouldn't have to rely on a 32-year-old when you have Andrew Van Ginkle.
That's what I is scratching my head about this whole situation for Barrett is that since he retired, the Dolphins have the rights to his contract next season as well. So if he was to come back, he'd be on the Dolphins on a one-year deal still. And then, you know, you'd say, hey, do you trade him or does he stay retired? At this point, I wonder if the Dolphins would just kind of still say like, hey, yeah, we're not getting rid of the contract rights just because, man, this is such a frustrating situation where even if it was like earlier in the season, hey, I didn't want to sign here, I want to be released. That's a whole different story. But just to kind of spring it on, you mentioned it, man. This news came out 3 or 4 days before the deadline. That deadline was on Thanksgiving, 4 p.m. And McDaniel basically said, in just talking with Chris Greer, where our roster is at and the players that have earned the right to be on it, it is just the numbers game in the NFL. So the timing, I don't think that was necessarily ideal. And then McDaniel was also asked on if Shaq Barrett was clear with who he wanted to play for. McDaniel said it wasn't any measured situation like that, posturing one way or the other. Like I said, we just found out on that day that I had a press conference with you guys, and it was more of that. It wasn't whether he wanted to play here or there. Josh, but I mean, I still think the point remains. Why is he letting people know this late? Like, the communication is so important in a situation like this. It's just an awkward thing to think that, yes, not only are the Dolphins going to release you, but let you go sign elsewhere and help another team while they're paying you $5.5 million in a signing bonus this year.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. I mean, and then he pulled our pants down in a situation where we could have used him most at the beginning of the year. So it makes no sense. Dolphins are always in a situation. Now Drew Rosenhaus is going to turn around and try to get some of his clients paid next year, you know, after he just tried to pull this. I mean, weird situation, but this is what we should expect for the Dolphins.
Dude, I wonder if Rosenhaus just has so much power where it doesn't matter. Like, I think he just represents so many players in the league. Like, when you represent 70% of the players, like, can we really sit here and say he has – yes, he has a good relationship with the Dolphins and he lives in Florida and he had some past connections. Like, I think he grew up a Dolphins fan. But all that aside, I think like he's just such like a force in the free agency and as an agent where like this might not even like they might not even like blame Rosenhaus for this. They might even just look at it as a Barrett and might not even talk about it ever again for good or bad or indifferent. Because I don't think you could just sit here and say like, yeah, Drew, we're done working with you, because then you're just axing it like 80% of the league.
Yeah, and then we get stuck with, what is it, like Athletes First or whoever's like breaking all the boundaries, like setting every record, and we don't need – Drew Rosenhaus was already, you know, trying to get those huge contracts. We don't need to be dealing with 8 Athletes First.
Jesus, man, what a failure of an offseason for the Miami Dolphins. And this was the thing, like you had 70% of the salary cap paid – and Waddle, Hill, Tua, and all the moves the Dolphins tried to make in the margins. You tried to cut corners with guys like Jordan Poyer, cut corners with guys like Shaq Barrett instead of Andrew Van Ginkle, cut corners instead of maybe drafting another offensive lineman, and you're just seeing it just blow up in their face time and time again. Josh, I did see that the Dolphins activated Snoop Huntley off injured reserve while keeping Skylar Thompson on the active roster.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. At some point, it has to be Snoop Huntley's job, right? I mean, we saw at least a little bit more out of him than we saw Skylar Thompson, but they love Skylar, so I don't know, man. They might roll with both of them.
Have one as that's the crazy thing. It sounds like they are rolling, at least for now. I don't know if you're going to activate someone down the road and maybe a Bradley Chubb, and that's where you maybe look at making a change at quarterback. But, dude, that's crazy to me when you won't sign – a long snapper to the active roster, that you're just switching these guys out in the practice squad and you're still keeping Skylar Thompson on the 53, man. He has one snap and it's a fumble last week. I don't know what's going on there. That's just, there are so many head scratching roster decisions where I don't even know if you can blame Chris Greer for the backup quarterback situation. Like, Mike McDaniel can come in and put his foot down. He can come in and put his foot down when you have Malik Washington returning kicks. Like, there's some things going on, man, where you just say it out loud and you wonder what the hell's happening in Davie, Florida.
Hopefully we find out soon, right? We got 5 games and maybe it'll be a little bit more clear, but we know what's going to happen. They're running it back next year and everyone's going to be angry until either works or it doesn't.